One in five Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Game Scoop. I'm your host, Damon Hadfield. Joining me this week is Vince Ingenito.
Scoops.
Sam Claiborne.
Scoopy.
And Ryan McCaffrey.
This chair's weird.
Well, yeah.
Everything's weird.
Believe me, I know it's weird to not sit in the host seat.
Bring back the couches, people keep saying.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a change of scenery, hopefully sometime very, very soon. So
upside down.
Stay tuned for that.
We're going
to the upside down. We're going to the upside down. We've got a great show for you this week. We're going to talk about the most iconic video game set in each state. We're going to talk about Xbox Scorpio and Horizon Zero Dawn. But first, I want to tell you guys about something very cool IGN is doing. On Monday, February 27th, we're partnering with the Video Game History Foundation to do a five-hour live stream where we're going to be playing and showing off a bunch of rare and canceled games.
Awesome. This is a new organization from Frank Cifaldi and Steve Lin, game collectors and preservationists. They have both like single-handed, well, not well, they're two people. But they've both been responsible.
Double-handedly.
Yes, they've been responsible for preserving games that just have nobody's ever seen or existed, making those like available to people so they can be studied.
It's great.
And then also just rare games that, you know, like how do we preserve these games? We talk about this on Game Scoop a lot.
Exactly.
And we're doing like 5 hours of streaming with them and the rare games to celebrate and the launch of this new organization.
Yeah,
so rare games like Cameo and Jet Force Gemini.
No, rarer than that.
Think more like Thrill Kill, like that level of rarity.
I'm trying to think of like a canceled actual rareware game, but I can't think of one. There's a canceled Capcom game, California Raisins for NES.
Yeah.
Get out of here. It didn't make it to market?
No, it didn't. And there's even a corn castle.
Missed its 15 minutes. But this is all coming to you this coming Monday, February 27th, starting at 12 noon Pacific. We'll be going for 5 hours. So plan
special
to.
Special guests, too.
Special guests, including former Game Scoopers. I think we can say Jared Petty.
Yeah, we can.
It's going to be returning to IGN for the stream. So that's all coming this Monday. Tune into that. Now let's get into this week's topics. I've got here, I've rounded up a list of the most iconic video games set in every state. Some of them may surprise you. And every has an asterisk on it. Because first of all, we're only doing games that are actually set in one state. We're not doing like road trip games that drive to a bunch or like globetrotting games like Splinter Cell where one mission is in.
Or games that take place right on four corners.
Yeah, those don't count either. Yeah,
it'd be really confusing.
And I think also you mean by states, you mean in the United States of America.
In the United States.
How are we going to handle Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri?
No game such takes place in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, mark your words.
Want to get the rules out of the way. This is a we play a lot of games in GameScoop.
That's true.
Almost guaranteed in the comments, the first thing we're going to see is a game that was set in Kansas City.
Well, I said Kansas City, Kansas. You find me a game set in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, it's going
to happen.
You were supposed to do that.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it is.
The asterisk is also because I could not actually find a game in every state, including states like Alabama. But
Yonoid takes place there.
I don't. That's not.
What about Redneck Rampage? Those old school 90s.
I remember Redneck Rampage. Yeah. I don't know if it's clear, and it also might take. So, like, for instance,
real Noid tormented people in Alabama. We know that.
For instance,
I presume the game took place.
Left 4 Dead travels through different states. It's not just one state, so I didn't include that. But for example, here.
That is in multiple states? Okay.
We're going through the states alphabetically, starting with Alaska.
Fallout DLC.
Oh, yeah, Anchorage, Operation Anchorage.
Oh, sure. I mean, I was trying to think of full games, but okay. Sure. But sure, that counts.
All right, I'll leave.
That's actually a better example than the one I found, Cabela's Alaskan Adventures.
Well, I love Cabela's.
Cabela's Alaskan Adventures was the only
game. You know,
Midwest
you goof on those, but those games sold millions of copies in the 90s and 2000s.
Unbelievable. As a GameStop employee?
No, just an orange box with like a big scope target on it.
Yeah, I could never tell one big from the next. Hunter. There were so many of them. One for every kind of game
you could possibly hunt. I worked at Staples in college in the computer department.
Yeah.
And we had both productivity software and some games. There was like and without fail, that the two copies of Cabela's we would get would sell almost every week. People came in and buy those things, man.
Staples sold games?
Yeah, a few.
What?
A few. Not
that
a ton.
Makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. I would usually just
it was
hang
a different
out
time.
Read the back of the game boxes.
What about a game set in Arizona?
I mostly grew up in Arizona.
Roadrunner's Death Valley Rally, Super Nintendo, 1992.
I don't know if that's really Arizona.
However, that's California, of course.
However, Alan Wake's American Nightmare does take place in Arizona.
It does?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Set in
and
Arizona.
I played that.
Yeah. You're a big Alan Wake fan.
Alan Wake's American Nightmare.
What about Canyon Bomber? Maybe that's the Grand Canyon.
Now, all your answers going to be jokes, Sam. Is
what about Tubin?
Go?
Tubin is a long river, and I'm pretty
Salt
sure
river?
It's the Colorado.
No. What if it's the Nile?
Salt River, yeah.
Now, California, there's obviously a bunch of games.
Cruising USA.
California games.
California. Is Cruising USA just in California?
Outrun is you're going up and down the the coast of
San Francisco Rush.
I was gonna say San Francisco Rush for sure.
And then
Watch Dogs too.
Watch Dogs too.
Yeah, California games.
California games.
San Andreas.
Yes, GTA San Andreas. Maybe. Dead Rising 3.
Do they make up the state name in GTA also, or just the city name?
No, it's San Andreas is the state.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Los Santos is L.A., and then San Fierro is...
So Dead Rising 3, Lollipop Chainsaw is a fictional city in California. L.A. Noir, obviously.
Of course.
Right.
And Driver SF.
True Crime
Driver
L.A.
San Francisco.
True Crime Streets of L.A.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about True Crime L.A. Yeah.
Everyone did. That stupid dragon that shows up in the two-thirds of the way through the game for no reason.
And then Sleeping Dogs. Rip. Which is not set there, but it was like the sequel, the spiritual successor to True Crime.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. Colorado. Any games set in Colorado?
Let's see.
Okay, Sam.
Should I talk about the one?
Dead Risings 1 and 4.
Oh, of course.
Are both set in Colorado.
Well, I mean, we're all playing a game that's set in Colorado right now.
It's not set in Colorado.
Yes, it is. And
spoilers!
Outlast is also set in Colorado.
Sam, I am so angry at you right now because I am not part of everyone.
Resident Evil's been out for a few weeks now.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
Resident Evil's
else.
Not set in Colorado.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. What about Florida? Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Of course. And then, because Mafia 3 isn't Florida. It's still, it's all Louisiana,
Triangle.
Right? Yeah. There's not.
Hotline Miami, obviously.
Right.
Ah.
Awesome.
Solid.
Got one game series
sequel
for
Hotline Tampa.
Georgia is home to The Walking Dead, Telltale series.
Uh-huh.
Indiana.
Right.
Indiana is a trick question. There is a lot of games.
There's got to be
there
an Indy racing game.
Every Formula One game is set in Indiana.
That's really good. That's super clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indianapolis 5. What was the first one, though?
Which was the first, Formula
game
One racing game? I don't know. Louisiana, you mentioned... Mafia 3 is in there. But Sam, what game famously takes place in Louisiana?
The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
That's exactly correct. Voodoo Vince, also is in Louisiana.
Yep.
What is that?
We skipped. We skipped
awesome,
what?
Awesome Xbox platformer.
Skipping Iowa? No, nothing in Iowa, huh? Mm. We're going alphabetically.
Yeah. No, nothing I can think of in Iowa. The original Alone in the Dark takes place in Louisiana.
Oh, cool.
House of the Dead Overkill, and of course Resident Evil 7.
I did the guide for that. Oh boy.
In Louisiana, Massachusetts. One
Fallout.
Fallout 4 is in Massachusetts. Nevada. Sam, would you believe Casino Kid?
Duke
takes place there.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes, Vegas. Duke Nukem Forever. Die Hard Trilogy 2, Viva Las Vegas. Fallout New Vegas.
I thought of another California one, Disney's Adventures in the Magic
Kingdom. Yeah, that actually does count.
What about Connect, the Disneyland Connect game?
That
as
was
well?
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the technology.
Created Disneyland.
Yeah. Sam, would you believe Leisure Suit Larry?
Where's that?
Takes place in Las Vegas.
Oh, of course.
Of course, obviously. That makes sense.
Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2. The original Wasteland, set in the Nevada era, mm-hmm. and Dead Rising 2.
Okay. And then Fallout New Vegas is also in California.
Yeah, but, you know, Vegas is right there in the title. So, New Mexico. Very famous game takes place in New Mexico.
Oh, Area 51.
Well, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Area 51.
No, wait. Roswell's in New Mexico.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
Area 51.
I'm crossing. Mm. That's Nevada.
Is it Nevada?
I'm crossing up my.
We can throw that into Nevada, but I was going to say.
Game. That was great, though.
Half-Life. I believe Black Mesa Facility is set in New Mexico.
I believe maybe, you are correct.
Games. Well, there's clearly an Independence Day game that probably takes place partially in Roswell.
Yeah, that's got to be correct. New York. The state of New York,
start,
which includes New York City.
GTA 3, GTA 4.
Yep. Every Ninja Turtles game.
True Crime, the sequel, the New York one. Going back on that train.
Every Ghostbusters game. Mm-hmm. And then Prototype.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, the Spider-Man game.
And of course.
Wait, what was that, Sean? The Division.
The Division,
right.
Yes.
New York. Right. Yeah.
We said iconic.
Yeah.
sorry.
Prototype 1 and 2 are both set in New York.
Ah.
GTA 4 and Chinatown Wars.
And let's not forget the upcoming Switch and Mario game.
New Donk City.
New Donk City.
Parasite Eve.
They couldn't get the rights to New York City.
Parasite Eve, that PlayStation 1 era Square Enix RPG.
Yep.
And Sam,
yeah,
you joked earlier, but Yonoid is set in New York City.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That makes a lot of sense because New York is the pizza capital of the world,
mm-hmm.
and the Noid is obviously what happens
saying,
when your pizza
in real life
bubbles
when
up
the Noid appeared over. To annoy people, it was all in Alabama.
I don't know.
It's not enough.
I feel like the people who would care the most about bubbles in your pizza would be New Yorkers. I mean,
there are two.
Where did Alf take place?
Alf? Don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's
what about Harry and the Hendersons.
That's the Seattle area, right?
It's got to be.
But I don't think there was a video game of Harry and the Hendersons, was there?
Not yet.
That's a crime.
Tragically.
I'd like to announce a video game.
Two well known indie games take place in Oregon.
Gone Home?
Gone Home. And Life is Strange. It's also set in
really?
Oregon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
also the Goonies.
The Goonies,
yes.
Mm. Set in Oregon. And then Washington is home to
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, the original Alan Wake. Infamous Second Son.
Yes.
Yep.
Set there. Deadlight. Remember that XBLA game?
Mm-hmm.
Deadlight.
I love that game.
Zombie, 2D zombie game.
Yep.
Deadly Premonition is set in Washington. Yeah. And
is Sunset Overdrive a fake city?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very, very fake city. And Shadow Complex.
Oh, Washington. Really? That's Washington?
What?
Did not remember that.
Still waiting for my Shadow Complex 2. I'm thinking E3 this year it gets announced. Because I had Donald Mustard in here, like, I don't know, months ago. It feels like 10 years ago. But
Colonel Mustard?
Colonel Mustard.
No, come on. You know who we're talking about.
I do.
Yeah, he didn't shy away from it, didn't confirm anything, but I'm waiting.
I mean, we know.
It's guaranteed.
We know that there was a plan for that game, and they had it all mapped out, so.
Absolutely.
To make it. Mm. Two more. One for Wisconsin is The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. That game takes place there. Mm-hmm. And finally for Wyoming.
Firewatch.
It's Firewatch.
Well done.
There you have it.
Ryan,
what about the Z states?
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see how everything goes with Trump.
No Hawaii in there, huh?
I couldn't find like a game that was set.
Bad.
There's Pokemon Sun and Moon, where they're sort of based on Hawaii.
Totally.
So
and Hudson's Adventure Island.
That's Hawaii.
Great music
yeah,
in that
it's
game.
The nine dinosaur islands of Hawaii.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't know if I'm more impressed with your guys' like geographical island. Knowledge or your remembrance of obscure '90s era games that were vaguely placed in different places across America.
That's Sam's main superhuman ability. That's his mutant power. One of our listeners, moving on. One of our listeners has a theory on Xbox Scorpio's release window.
Okay.
He's got an idea here. So our friend Tahoe emailed us at gamescoop@ign.com, just like you can.
What's up, Tahoe?
And he says, Tahoe's a pretty cool name for a person. I recently heard Larry Herb say on his podcast that the Scorpio would come out later this year in an offhanded way. So it got me thinking. I came up with a few predictions about Project Scorpio. I think the Scorpio will officially be revealed at E3 this year. A hard projection. Also, Project Scorpio will become the premium SKU, and the Xbox One S will become the basic SKU, similar to how the slim PS4 is now the base model. Mm-hmm. The Scorpio will then be rebranded as simply the Xbox One. Maybe they'll pull on Nintendo and call it the new Xbox One, but I doubt it. As such, the vanilla Xbox One will be phased out over the summer. And finally, the Scorpio will be released in the first weekend of November, because Scorpio is the zodiac sign that happens in November.
And late October.
Cool. I never thought
late
about
October.
That. That's a good theory.
Yeah. Also late October, though.
So, Ryan, you were disagreeing with the branding.
Maybe it's
No way is it. They're going to drop the Xbox One name so fast with all the... I mean, there's a major negative connotation that they've spent the last 3 years trying to shake off.
You're saying one is going to go away.
So I mean,
the system will have a different name entirely.
The Scorpio will. The Xbox One will still be called the Xbox One, but moving forward here, I think they're going to get away from the Xbox One name. I'd be willing to make a lunch bet on that one. I just don't see. I don't see it being the Xbox One Plus or the Xbox One. You know,
For listeners, lunch bets are things we bet on in the office and then never follow through on.
Every now and again.
That's the definition of lunch bet.
I'm going to say I'm the master of that. I'm pretty sure I owe Ryan like two or three steak dinners now.
Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't announced the exact title just yet, so we'll see if there's a two in there. I'm still,
I mean, Sam,
fingers crossed.
Lunch tastes better when it's free, so you know I'm going to keep track of these things. But yeah, I don't know what it'll be. I've long held the theory that they'll call it just the Xbox.
Sure.
They'll just go Xbox and have that. It's sort of a half nostalgic, but half just kind of like, I mean, Apple did that with the iPad.
Xbox One was already confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not look forward to saying the Xbox. I mean, the newer the Xbox.
So, yeah.
the new one.
And I think not one. No, not that one. The new...
Then there'll be literally nothing for us to call the original Xbox. Yeah. There'll be no way for us to acknowledge
it. They should go the Radio Shack method and just go with the box.
What's in the box?
Do you guys remember that movie or the music channel that you'd call into called The Box?
No.
You'd call a 1-800 number and you'd request a video and you'd cost like $4 and then they'd play it.
So it's like an expensive video jukebox.
Yeah, and if they didn't, it was like everybody could watch it, you know? And so if there wasn't videos playing, then it was just a list of all the things you could request. And then all of a sudden one would pop on.
So it's a miracle that never survived. I don't know how.
Well, surely the Scorpio name is just still just a code name.
Of course.
So that's why I think I don't think they're like... locked into releasing it during the zodiac sign of Scorpio.
Microsoft, I mean, every company is very fond of code names. Microsoft themselves, Windows 98 was codenamed Memphis, as I recall. They used to do cities a lot. But then, Project Natal was the code name for Kinect.
Kinect, yeah.
You got to get those code names going.
And I as much as I do love to lose bets to Ryan McCaffrey, I actually would totally agree with you on this. Like, I don't think they're gonna go get so far away from that one name as much as they can. Both not just because of the kind of negative connotation that it's picked up over the first couple of years of the system's life, but also because they're putting such an extraordinary amount of resources into making this system vastly more powerful than the Xbox One or the PS4. So I feel like it's more or less a new system.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a report, I think, earlier this week where one person from Microsoft was basically saying, think of it like an all-new console that is basically backwards compatible with your Xbox One.
You mean a PC?
Yeah, more or less. And that's a little out of line with what Microsoft has said in the past. Like, Phil Spencer has been careful to not position it that way. But there's an extraordinary amount of horsepower under the hood for this thing, and they're looking to push things forward in a very big way. I don't see how they want to associate that with a name that already means, like, you don't want a name that means this amount of power to represent something that's supposed to have this amount of power. Like, yeah, that's just not going to work out for you.
Correct.
Ryan, do you expect them to really unveil the next Xbox Scorpio at E3, not before?
Yeah, we were talking about this on Unlock this week, and it's honestly, I think it's 50-50. It's that they, Microsoft, the last few years in particular, has a history of saving all their bullets for E3. And this year in particular, they've moved their conference date. They've always been Monday morning, and they moved back to Sunday afternoon, which, you know, we were talking on Unlocked, we feel like is kind of a way for them to own a little more news cycle than just a few hours until EA's and Ubisoft's and then Sony's. But I think part of that might be just they can really get out there with, they can start E3. I mean, I know EA is going on Saturday, but they can really kick things off with, boom, Scorpio. Yeah. It's still possible they might do some sort of softer reveal at ahead of E3, which is what they did for Xbox One. They had the event in May that at the time didn't go well, but it's still possible they could do an event ahead of time with the name, some basic details, and then just go hard into games at E3. But my best guess right now is they're going to save it all for Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific ahead of E3.
You know, Scorpio is a summer constellation. So in the northern hemisphere, we might get it. Also, there's a single red star named Antares in it, which means not Mars.
I think
Antares means not Mars.
Yeah, not Mars. Yeah.
Sam has doubled down on staying off topic for the entirety of this show.
No, he brought up the Zodiac relationship.
Tahoe brought it up. Yeah, it's Tahoe's fault.
Damn it, Tahoe.
I'm just helping the conspiracy theorists figure out what this name really means. Also, scorpions are arachnids. They have eight legs. It probably has eight dual cores or something.
Well, it does, because the Xbox One has eight cores, and it's got the same number of cores.
Yeah, dual cores. Yeah. Eight dual cores.
Excuse me.
Maybe it has eight cores.
That's what's powering it?
Eight cores lights?
Yes.
The banquet beer.
All right, it's time to share what we've been playing, and I think three quarters of us have been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have not been playing Horizon. I have a copy sitting around somewhere, but someone is off playing it. That's
someone else
not
is
me.
Taking it for a spin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, I've been playing Redacted.
Still playing Redacted.
Still playing Redacted that I can't talk about.
Why? Isn't it out in another territory?
No. Wow. Ryan. I mean,
come on.
No, lots of games are out in another territory.
What?
That's spoilers.
Whatever.
I've been keeping the secret alive on my Twitter for like weeks now. Still no one has guessed it, and any of the people who've added me about it. So I want to keep it that way. But yeah, I'm a good 50 to 60 hours into that bad boy. So that's
sounds
still
like a sports game.
Still clearly a sports game. Yeah, football sim 2017. Yeah.
Madden 18. Yep.
Well, I love Horizon Zero Dawn.
How far are you?
I played a few hours of it last night. So, you know,
that's how much. Okay.
I'm sorry. Do you think that's a lot or a little?
No, I think it's a little because I felt like I didn't get a taste of the game after like 5 or 6 hours yet.
Well, I mean, I know it's a really big game, but like, I just liked it.
I do like
immediately. I mean,
stuff is really cool. I like that part.
You and I both like Tomb Raider, and it's just like a sci-fi Tomb Raider with more RPG elements is my first impression of it.
Yeah. I really got stuck in that game.
You're already stuck.
Don't go into the boss areas. No, it's not a spoiler at all. There's boss areas that open up that are like the source of the dinosaurs. They explain in the beginning of the game, and they're like dungeons. And
wait, there's dinosaurs?
They're called cauldrons. Don't go in them until you're ready. And by ready, I mean, you know, buying more weapons than what you start with.
Yeah.
Because I got locked in.
You can't leave. You're stuck in there.
And everybody's like, just reload your save. So I got really frustrated at this because I didn't have a save that was worth reloading. Because you can quick save, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was in. Yeah. And it was so hard, but I knew I could beat it eventually. I just got really frustrated. It was a really tough boss.
Yeah. What was your first impression, Ryan?
I'm still in the beginning part. I'm still a child.
Oh,
Alloy.
Okay. Really?
I think she was really cute, actually.
Yeah, but it's visually, it's great. I like that they're establishing sort of the parental relationship. There's and everything that people I trust around here have been have been saying is I can't wait to play more. But I already know it's that situation where no matter how much I end up liking it, I know for a fact that in, a week or two's time, I'm going to set this aside for Zelda.
Sure.
One week from 2 days from now.
Yes.
Week also known as 9 days.
Also, or we have publicly shared we have the Switch and Zelda in the office.
Shh, no.
Yeah.
I don't.
No. So, I don't either.
But the collective we do.
Yeah. So I'm going to be setting this aside for Zelda, and then I'm almost certainly going to have to set Zelda aside for Mass Effect Andromeda because I'm much more wary of. It's not that I'm necessarily more excited to play Mass Effect than Zelda. They're very equal to me, but I'm much more wary of spoilers in Mass Effect than I am in, like, hey, in Zelda, guess what? He's probably going to defeat Ganon. So,
don't care about spoilers at all in Zelda. That's
so I figure I'm going to try and just get a little bit of Horizon in now, hopefully continue to like it and get into it, but I know it's going on the back burner for a while pretty soon.
I'll probably just have to dual lane Horizon and Zelda starting next Friday. That? I don't know. I mean, because I can tell Horizon's a really big game.
When I try to do that, why end up preferring one game and just playing that one? Not
yeah. finishing the other one. So. But I also got to figure out, you know, Zelda is out next Friday, and of course I want to play it and set up my Switch, but Logan is also out next Friday too, and that's supposed to be amazing, so I got to go see Logan next Friday.
At least you can bring your Switch to the theater.
That's exactly
true. That's a real problem. Maybe that requires
it's a
like
real first world problem.
Yeah, it's like, maybe I'll go see Logan at like 10 a.m. so I can get game time in for the rest of the day or something.
Yeah, probably.
I like going to movies first thing in the morning.
On weekends, I do.
Yeah, it's
there's no one in there.
But a weekday would probably be, you know, irresponsible.
Yeah, probably.
Why isn't Sam at work?
He likes going to the movies in the morning.
He has a meeting with
Logan.
I bet
our LA team goes to movies in the morning.
Yeah, that's probably
true. They can get away with it.
I also beat Resident Evil 7 finally, and I really, really like that game.
Awesome.
That's a really good game.
So can you tell us about the ending now?
Well, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I can tell you that I liked
it. What state does the ending take place in?
It's still in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one other game that's out that I actually do want to try and find time for. It's only like 3 hours long. Psychonauts and the Rhombus of Ruin this week for PlayStation VR. And I don't have a PlayStation VR, but I'm very lucky to work in a place where there are where we do have them.
We both already got the cold going around, so maybe we should just set it up on a TV
here. Yeah, we should. So, yeah, I do want to dive into that because I played.
It's only a couple hours.
Yeah, it's quick. You can do it in one sitting. And
there was a time in which all I wanted was a Psychonauts sequel.
Well, you're getting that.
That's
I know, and now it didn't even occur to me. I have to figure out how to play this now.
I didn't realize that was out already.
Small hint: the game that I'm playing right now is kind of like Psychonauts, not in terms of genre, but there are some similar through lines there.
Is it Brutal Legend 2?
Yeah,
nailed it.
Brutal Legend 2, a game that will never be made.
Nope. Nope.
They started to, and
are you serious?
Yeah, that was in development.
I didn't know that.
You know, yeah, that was.
Well, they planned that as like a trilogy, didn't they?
I don't know about that. I don't think that. Or I'm not sure about that, at least. Yeah. But I think that because it was while they were making it, I think is when Tim Schafer finally went, we should just actually split the studio into a bunch of smaller teams and do it that way.
We should make stacking, is what he said.
Which was a great, great idea.
I completely agree with him.
When
Iron Brigade.
Yeah,
Wrenched.
Which
was its original title?
I can never remember which was its original title. Yeah.
Yep.
That game was really fun too.
It was like they had the trademark here, but then when they went to put it out in Europe or something, somebody had it over there and they had to change it. And
it's just like Edge of Tomorrow, Live Another Day, Die Another Day. The movie Edge of Tomorrow is not called.
Oh yeah.
Now it's called Live Die Repeat. It's really
Live Die Repeat.
Yeah. It was the name that released as in theaters is not the name it has on DVD and Blu-ray.
Weird.
That sounds like the original name of like the treatment, you know, script was that when it got pitched. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't sound like it's the final title.
Yeah, it does sound like a elevator pitch. Okay, now it's time to play Video Game 20 Questions. And we're doing something a little bit different this week. We're going to do two rounds. The first round, I want to try something new. I'm going to tell you guys the genre of the game, but I'd like to know how much of an edge do you think that gives you? Do you think, if I tell you the genre, do you think you can get it in?
15? Five questions.
Five questions?
No, not five questions.
10 questions?
12.
12 questions. Like, realistically, I'm just curious what you guys think.
I think Ryan's in the right ballpark.
All right, then let's play a round of 12 questions when you know that the genre is real-time strategy.
Oh, okay.
I hate you so much right now.
Okay. That makes it easy.
That makes it easy.
Maybe. Like, I mean, I've played some of them over the years.
Looks like this one's going to be on my shoulders. That's okay. That's fine.
Actually, the last game I played was a real-time strategy game. Halo Wars 2. Well,
than... that was it. That was a really short round.
What?
No, it is not Halo Wars 2. All right, so 12 questions. The genre is real-time strategy.
So the first real-time strategy game is kind of in that Dune era in the early 90s.
Early 90s, so, right. Like, so let's ask, was this game made... I think it's a good, our normal question is, did this game come out after January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
It did.
Does it
that,
have
so that eliminates that whole era of our
Does it have games. Online multiplayer?
No.
Wow. Okay. Already an RTS with
we
no.
We got three more questions. We'll get it.
An RTS with no online multiplayer.
In the 2000s,
and you,
no less.
Right. And you jumped right on that, too.
Yes. That eliminates
is,
like
is this a well, Japanese made game?
Yes,
it's Pikmin.
Was this game a right. platform exclusive?
Yes.
Stop asking these dumb questions. We got to get this in five.
Well, that's four questions. If you want to get in five, you have to guess it right now.
God,
is that what you want?
Can we just ask?
Sam?
I would have just said if it's Nintendo.
Can we ask one? Yeah, do you want to ask? Okay, does.
Is this a Nintendo game?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Pikmin.
Dang it.
Or Advance Wars.
So yeah,
it could probably. Also be Advance Wars.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so then let's...
Wait, that's not real-time strategy.
Isn't it?
No, it's turn-based.
That's turn-based.
Oh, you're right. You're
it's
right.
Pikmin.
My fault.
It's Pikmin.
But I don't know which Pikmin.
Right. Is there a 2 in the title?
No.
Well, okay.
Is there a 3 in the title?
No.
Damn it, Vince.
There we go.
Is it
Problem
Pikmin?
Solved.
Yes. You could have gotten it in five questions.
I know.
You asked if there was
first of all, I said it in five questions.
Well, you did say it, yeah, but that's not the same as winning.
I hate you all. No, you guys did a good job. That was
Pikmin.
Great. Yeah, I think we nailed that.
Nailed that.
As killed soon
it.
As you knew, that was a good question about the online multiplayer. Because yeah. it's like, yeah. what
I'm
other?
I about all 20 questions. After last week's just embarrassing show.
Last week's was Destiny. They were able to. Well, they. I'm well, sorry,
we
they
got,
did
we
get
got
to Destiny
on
the
20th
question. Yeah, that's correct.
It was actually,
but it was
really,
a Hail Mary.
The way it came about was silly. So I think. Yeah.
All right, now for time for the real round, and for the moment, the audience has been waiting for. We're going to give away this PlayStation Vita.
Ooh.
It's a real Vita, so it's
shiny.
Oh, it's not just the carrying case. Okay,
yes.
there is a unit in there,
and it's the OLED.
It's got OLED Vita. Damon Hatfield's fingerprints on it.
Yep,
so you can steal his identity.
Tasty.
Yep. I put it
we'll
down.
Wipe this down.
I put it down my pants earlier today, so it's
even
good
tastier.
To go.
Other prints,
and our winner. Is J.P. Young of New York, New York.
Hey!
Nice.
He sent in...
Well, he probably rides the subway, and he can play this thing
game.
On the
yeah,
subway.
That's true.
Totally.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Everybody in New York rides this. Why would you... The subway in New York is so great.
Yeah.
Takes you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah. And it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's great.
Actually affordable. Unlike here.
All right, let the questioning
Our subway's
begin.
Very expensive. If you ever come to San Francisco, save up for the subway. is this... let's just do those same questions.
Okay, yeah.
You'd be like, yes, no, yes, yes, yes.
Was this game...
It's not Pikmin.
was this game made after January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
Does this game have multiplayer?
Wait, hold it. Multiplayer or online multiplayer?
I just care about multiplayer to start with.
No. I don't... I'm fairly confident this is a no.
Sounds like okay. Banjo-Kazooie, because Banjo-Tooie had multiplayer.
Clearly, it must be.
Let's see. Is this game a shooter?
Yes.
With no multiplayer. Wow, we're on a roll today.
No, well, now we're in my wheelhouse.
Five
non-multiplayer shooters.
Shooter with.
So that eliminates all Halos, all Gears
yep.
of Wars,
all Call of Duty,
Battlefields. Yeah,
all the big.
That's my new favorite question.
So you're all into you could be into the Alan
first...
Wakes, Quantum Breaks,
sure.
the
sure or
the System Shock
the
2s,
right.
the yeah. the Prey's. The, actually,
this,
Prey 1 had multiplayer.
I can narrow some of these down. Is this a console exclusive?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a console exclusive.
Mm, I mean.
Okay, so.
yes, it is. It is. It is. It is.
I can
it
ask
is.
This.
I'm sorry. I'm it, sorry. It is.
Okay. Because it's probably on PC or something, too.
Do we want to clarify that or no?
I think we kind of did with that answer.
Sure.
Just think of console. You'll be fine with console. Well, I mean, it's up
okay. 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 Do we want to figure
I think
out?
We need Era more.
Right.
Also, is it Japanese?
No.
I was thinking maybe Breakdown could be in there too, so that that knocks that out.
Right, and I was going to ask.
You got Ryan.
Hey, that's what I do here.
I mean, is it third person?
Yes.
Oh man. A third. Okay, so you could be looking at
a third person shooter with no multiplayer.
What was the that Namco one? Enslaved.
That's Japanese.
Is it?
Well,
but was it, but not no I don't
Namco,
think the but the developer
just put two together
I think it was a Western developer. I don't know. I don't know why I'm going down this rabbit hole.
That's more of an adventure game. It's not a shooter.
When you asked the question, did you say was it developed by a Japanese company? Is that what it was? Japanese developers?
Yeah.
I suggest. Okay, so it could still be Japanese published, but not.
No. Damon would qualify that. I think.
Would he?
Is it okay?
It's not a Japanese developed game. Okay.
Yeah, we're all on the same page, right? Not a Japanese developed game.
We could ask about publisher, but I think we need to get the console down.
Yeah, is it on this the current generation of consoles? Or was it originally, clarify, was it originally released on this current generation of consoles? Okay, so it was probably right on the 2013, right on the border, based on what he's saying right now.
Well, okay, I'm going to say, I can tell you, no, it was not. It was not originally released in the current generation of consoles.
Okay.
Right. So
but it clearly exists.
But it clearly exists on the generation of consoles. Yeah.
I'm just going to go for it. Is this an Xbox 360 game?
No.
Okay. Cuz I'm just trying to help you get through your knowledge base. Here. Now we're boned is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But it's a third person shooter though,
yeah,
right?
Third person. I'm trying to think of but to the last question, I think we might have been able to say maybe Brute Force, I was thinking of, because that was third-person shooter, console exclusive.
Is this a retail game?
Yeah. No.
Well, it had co-op. Does that, if that...
So it's a downloadable game.
Okay. Well, all right. That's... Oh, well, nope.
It's not an Xbox, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, let's see here.
Downloadable third-person...
I mean, yeah, Nintendo would be weird for this, but I guess it's PlayStation. Is this a PlayStation game?
Yes. Okay. That's 10.
So it's got to be a PS3 game then.
So at the halfway mark, you know, a PlayStation shooter that was not released at retail after the year.
Lair? I wonder, could it be Lair?
That's kind of a third-person shooter.
Not originally released on this generation of consoles.
But it wasn't originally released. That's never been re-released.
True. But it was digital, wasn't it? It wasn't a...
Yeah, he said digital. You said no retail.
Yeah, no retail. So that should really help. No, it's just weird that it's a shooter without, online multiplayer.
Yeah, that's tough.
And a third-person one at that. I'm just trying to list down like any major third-person shooters that I can even think of.
So, it could be like a Contra hardcore type game. Like that kind of shooter.
Well, you said third person. I think I don't know. I mean, technically being side scrolling is a third person perspective.
Is this
not in the over?
Yeah,
the
I'm with Vince on that.
Is this a 2D game?
No.
All right. So
good to clarify. So yeah, probably a cover based something. The one that's really tripping me up is that it's not retail. I'm trying to.
Oh,
think
what
of,
was what was the what
download
was
download only game?
I'm thinking about Killswitch Engage. But I think that
you're thinking of you mean just Killswitch, not that, Killswitch.
Yeah, that's a band.
Killswitch. So right, but Killswitch is a
I think about Killswitch Engage
all
the time. It's
a PS2 game.
You're right.
Killswitch is a PS2 game, and it had a physical. I was thinking of Killswitch until
PsyOps.
PsyOps
was
also
that was
retail.
Same thing.
PsyOps is retail. Yeah.
What
cool
are the,
game. PsyOps.
What are the kind of the indie games?
And it was not a.
Oh, what about like the Hotline Miami type games, because that really tripped us up once. I mean, those
right,
would be third person and top down. But
right.
I mean, if it's rendered
2D.
In 3D.
Yeah, he said
are
not.
There games that are rendered in 3D like that? What's the sequel to Bastion? What's that one called?
Oh, Transistor.
Is that?
But that's
that
not a third person shooter.
It's not?
It's not even a shooter. There's no shooting in that game.
Whatever. I was thinking like isometric games. Those could be considered shooters.
Right, but I mean, I don't think... Again, I would say that's not third person. I mean, yes, in a technical definition of third person.
Damon's giving away a Vita. I wonder if this is also on Vita.
That would be considered, right? An isometric shooter would be considered a third person shooter.
You're asking if I would consider an isometric shooter a third person shooter, and I would say yes.
You would?
Yeah.
I mean, why would... Is it first person?
No, it's not. But like, I would then call it an isometric shooter, not a third person.
But that wasn't the question. Was is it third person?
Right.
And yeah, in a binary yes or no.
Well, sure, but sure. That comes with certain expectations. Like, I'm with Vince.
I don't know. I don't know.
What about Binding of Isaac or like games like that, which are like top down, third person,
console exclusive?
What's the thing that you just reviewed where you like jump and you roll and stuff in it?
Oh, Enter the Gungeon, but that was,
I'm just saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
Valid. Although, sure. An American developed. Is this an indie game?
No.
Not an indie game.
So that eliminates a lot of those.
I also didn't say it's American developed, by the way.
No, I know. It's not Japanese. That's totally fine. Is this game part of a series?
No.
So it's a one-off.
Man.
It's a one-off.
Running out of gas here.
Wait, but we asked if it had multiplayer and said no, right?
He did say no.
So I was thinking, even though it's not technically really a shooter, but Fat Princess was downloadable.
Yeah, we've had that one.
PS3. Oh, really?
That never doesn't stop Damon.
Yeah. That's good to keep you on your toes.
Oh, so but he considers isometric as, okay, wait a minute. All right.
What do you want to ask?
All
right. I got nothing right now.
Okay, no. I think it's starting to come together. Okay.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Was this, I'm getting a little, can I get a little specific here? Because I think I know something. was this game developed by Housemarque?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's it's one of two. Are there zombies?
Well, just guess them.
No.
What are the Housemarque games? I don't know what that means.
Hold on. Are there zombies in this game?
Just clue us in before you go.
Are there zombies in this game?
No.
Okay. It's a Super Stardust HD,
which is called.
Oh, Super Stardust Delta?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Super Stardust Delta, which was originally released for the Vita and then is now on PS4 also.
It was either Dead Nation.
Nicely done, Vince. 3D?
Well, because you're like going around a planet and the planet rotates.
Yep.
You're shooting.
Yeah.
So how smart. The guys that do Dead Nation,
Rezogun,
and those games.
Yep, Matterfall.
I never played that game.
Yeah.
It looks cool, though.
Super Stardust is a classic.
Yeah, that's a really good game.
So the shooter thing kind of threw us off.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't thinking arcade shooter. We were thinking, here's a gun shooter.
I started thinking Gradius pretty early on.
Yeah, you got there when you started saying, is it a game like Contra Hardcore?
Right, and you steering us to isometric, you getting me out of the mindset that it had to be a third person over the shoulder this helped.
Because how many of those are like...
Are console exclusive and have no multiplayer, right?
Yeah, cool. That's true.
Awesome.
No, like, I'm never trying to, like, mislead anyone, but I just think when I have a binary yes or no, and the question is third person, like, I think it's more yes than no? Yep.
You answer
yes
the question correctly.
Ooh, so. Two down.
Yeah, there you go. Two in a row. Oh, yeah, I got them both today. That's great.
Do you keep notes about what, like, info on the game?
I make sure I have, like, the year it was released, the publisher and the developer, whether there's single player or multiplayer, so I have that stuff ready to go.
Okay.
The stuff you're going to ask. So JP Young of New York, New York, I'm going to send this PlayStation Vita in the mail to you straight away. Thank you for sending me your suggestion.
Congrats.
And now we got so many suggestions. We have 20 questions, suggestions for years. We're never going to run out of 20 questions.
Well, we might run out of Vitas, though.
We have now run out of Vitas. All right.
Welcome to Vita Island.
Sander, do you want to share what you're doing this weekend, or is that a... I just think what you're doing is pretty cool this weekend, so I didn't know if you wanted to share.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
that's very pretty
excited.
Good.
Amazing. I need Disneyland tips because I've never been to California Adventure.
Oh, okay. So,
all right.
I
hear Radiator Springs is really cool.
It's really good.
The Cars movies are really obnoxious.
Radiator Springs is probably where you want to get your Fast Pass, at least your first one, because that had the longest rides when we were there last year.
Really? So that the is longest the ride right now.
At California Adventure
isn't
it
crazy?
Is.
Crazy?
Yeah, at California Adventure it is. And the California Screamin' roller coaster, it's real good. Generally, you can actually hop pretty much right on it because... I think it scares some people. Yeah. It does have a loop, but it's...
I like loops. Does it go up
once.
High, though?
Fairly, yeah.
I don't like heights.
It's. I mean...
I like loops.
I think you'll like
low to the ground loops.
But they're underground loops, preferably.
I think that one, it scares off some people. It also has the tallest height requirement, so it eliminates a lot of kids. So there's really...
So I'll wear platform heels.
Well, you just don't need... you probably never need to do Fast Pass for the California Screamin' roller
coaster.
And
then there's some new Star Wars stuff there now. like Hyperspace Mountains.
That's not in California, though.
No, I'm going to both.
Yeah.
Parks, but
And then the soaring over, there's like a hang glider soaring over the world ride.
Have you heard of this?
It's good. It's good.
No, I haven't.
That's in California Adventure.
And it's not over California anymore.
It's over the world. Yeah, a bunch of landmarks.
What do you sit in something?
Yeah, it's like it's a motion, like Star Tours, where you sit in the thing and it makes you feel like you're in this hang glider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's really silly. Neat. I like that.
Oh, and also, don't forget to hit the tiki bar at the...
Sam doesn't like tiki bars.
Yeah.
But no.
Trader Sam's is what it's called.
Dole Whip. The Dole Whip.
Oh, you're saying in the tiki room.
The tiki room.
The Enchanted Tiki Room has the Dole Whip.
The Dole Whip stand before.
They're $8 and quite delicious.
So good.
Yeah. Dangerously delicious.
I love the Enchanted Tiki Room. And there's a tiki bar now outside of California Adventure called Trader Sam's.
Nice.
Well, I'm gonna stay home and play Horizon Zero Dawn.
Jealous.
That's my plan.
And I'm going to play way, 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 way more of this game I can't talk about yet.
Of the redacted game.
Redacted game.
Yeah. What are you going to play, Ryan?
I'm going to stare at the wall until Zelda shows up. No, I will keep myself occupied with whether it's Horizon or...
Pokemon Go.
I'm waiting for review copies of Super Bomberman R for Switch. I'm
reviewing that. Oh, wow. That's
so cool. I love Bomberman. I always have.
Yeah, I do too, yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm
it's
sure
been a while.
It's been a long time.
Remember that Super Realistic Bomberman?
Don't start
Act
with me.
Zero?
Act Zero. I reviewed that.
No way.
It was
really
terrible.
You might have reviewed that for IGN.
No, it was before my time.
But the last, I think this is the first sort of proper Bomberman game, I believe, since Bomberman Live, which was for Xbox Live Arcade.
Is Hudson involved? I know Hudson doesn't
Konami,
exist anymore.
Right. Konami wondering. Owns Hudson. So okay. It is Konami.
Do you think it'll have the B? I hope so.
I don't know.
Hidden in there somewhere.
So I don't
hope
know when
the same music.
I don't know when Bomberman's showing up, but I'm waiting for that. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to doing.
You reminded me that since we can talk about those kinds of things, another thing I'll be doing besides Redacted, I will be playing one of our Switches, you know, as much as possible because I'm doing the hardware review.
Oh wow,
Nintendo Switch. Yeah, so that'll be great. Yep,
that's really cool. It's exciting times.
This is great. I mean,
no kidding.
This console launch came up so quickly on me. Anyway, it's all of a sudden it's just here. We have a new Nintendo console.
That's because you haven't had a Wii U and suffering.
Yeah,
whole
because
time.
The Wii U from moment one, I was. Totally underwhelmed.
It's been a long
but
haul for me, Ryan.
Yeah, they've.
I like the Wii U's library.
They've captured my attention with the Switch, and I have one pre-ordered, and I'm excited to get it and get into Zelda. And
next week is going to be insane. We have this Video Game History Foundation live stream on Monday.
Right.
Next week is GDC week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Horizon Zero Dawn is out. The Switch is out. Zelda is out, and Logan is out on Friday. It's going to be a real
Zelda.
So, until next week, that's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Ryan. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@IGN.com. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop. We're out.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.